Since I wrote last week, scary season has gotten even scarier with the fires and horrific air quality in the Bay Area. Today, I offer one impactful idea based on one of Stephen Covey's best lessons from his timeless classic, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Covey's very first habit is be proactive. Within it, he illustrates with a drawing of two concentric circles. The inner circle he calls circle of influence. The outer circle he calls circle of concern. Covey says we gain power, effectiveness, and I would add a strong sense of personal agency as we move from the outer circle of concerns, for example, concern about COVID, climate, Black Lives Matter, Trump or Biden, our democracy, our economy, into our circle of influence. So I've been thinking about where I'm spending my time and energy in accordance with what Stephen Covey writes. Quote, proactive people focus their efforts in the circle of influence. They work on the things they can do something about. The nature of their energy is positive, enlarging and magnifying, causing their circle of influence to increase. Perhaps the best thing you can do, both for you and for the issues about which you have concern, is to shift your attention and your energy into that inner circle. Here are three examples of the difference and how I'm making this move. The first issue of concern for me is Trump. He scares me. Maybe he or Biden scares you. So, when I think about being in my circle of concern, that outer circle, what do? I worry. I complain. I rant. I read and watch only those who confirm my views and my fears, and I blame others. The impact of those behaviors being in the circle of concern is that I feel powerless, likely convince no one, and cause myself to lose the power and energy I have. By contrast, if I move into the inner circle of influence, these are my actions and where my energy goes. I order my ballot, I make contributions, be a poll worker or election observer, phone bank to get out the vote, and support local and state candidates who I believe will strengthen our democracy. The impact of taking this circle of influence is a sense of agency, doing what I can do to make a difference. Let me give you a second example. The fires in the West scare me. Our air is horrible right now. What do I do if I'm in my area of concern? I worry about global climate change and about the air. I complain. I rant. I read and watch only those who confirm my views. Does this sound similar? And the impact is I feel powerless and more anxious. I can, however, shift my actions. One, make a plan of escape. If there's a fire, it could happen. Two, cut my energy use. Don't burden the electrical system. Three, learn and teach about the causes and solutions to this problem. Four, write my governor. Five, write my CEO. I could go on, for instance, with Black Lives Matter. I can complain about it. I can anguish about it because it saddens and angers me. Or I can diversify my syllabus. I can be proactive in making my class a safe place for every student. I can read and listen to Black voices. Do Black lives and Black voices matter to me? I can put up a sign. I can write to my police chief, my mayor, etc. How can you concentrate your energy on your inner circle of influence to feel like you have agency and spend your energy where it makes a difference and thus make this season a little less scary?